And so the day came when a man with an axe climbed the hill again. And he came up to the second tree, and the tree said, "Yes, here's my big chance." And so he cut the tree down, and sure enough, he took the tree to a shipbuilding site, and he turned the tree into a fishing boat. Oh no, how can I carry great people? How can I sail the mighty waters as a fishing boat? So he was very sad about his story so far. And so he's out on the lake, and sure enough, day in and day out, the stinky fishermen would have stinky fish in and out of the boat, and he just thought, my life is miserable. But then one day, a group of men came down and got in the fishing boat. And they said, "Hey, well, let's cross over to the other side of the lake." And so as they began to cross the lake, something happened. A storm came in on the lake. And this was a big storm. Now, this boat had seen quite a few storms as, you know, as a fishing boat on the lake. But this storm was a big one. In fact, the boat thought, "I don't know if we're going to make it, actually." And he heard the guys in the boat. Some of them were seasoned fishermen. They said the same thing. "I don't know if we're going to make it." And so they were all afraid. They thought the storm was going to take them down. The water was coming in the boat. But then one of the men in the boat, he stood up and went to the front, and he said, "Peace, be still." And the wind died down, and the waves calmed down. And it was like the lake was a sea of glass. And the boat thought, "Wow, I have not seen that before." And the men in the boat, they knelt down before this man, and he could hear them saying to each other, "Surely this is the Son of God, because even the wind and the waves obey him." And then this tree that was now a boat, thought, "Oh my goodness, I've gotten to carry the most important person ever. God in the flesh, I got to carry him in the middle of a storm. I got to be a part of his story. And others will tell the story. I can't believe it. My dream has come true." So for tree number two, he wanted to carry someone great, and he got to. In the middle of a storm, he found out how great he was, in fact. And as you sit here this morning, I wonder where you are. I wonder if maybe you're in the middle of a storm as well. Yes, it's Christmas time and the decorations are out and we're wearing our best and we're excited about the holidays, but maybe there's a storm going on. Maybe it's a health storm. Maybe it's a financial storm or a relationship storm. Maybe it's a future. You don't know what's going on. Maybe you're checking the news and seeing what's happening in the political realm. And there's these storms in your life and you don't know. You don't know if you're going to make it. I want to encourage you this morning. There is a man who has the ability to say to any storm, "Peace, be still." Will you allow him to say, "Peace, be still," to the storms that are in your heart and in your life? Let me pray. Father, I thank you for sending Jesus, not just to calm a lake, but to calm all of our hearts. And may we embrace the peace that Jesus gives. We pray in his strong name. Amen.